If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you crushed college football this weekend, and like, we had a good end. We talked about this on Monday with the knife edge. We don't have to keep details. So anyway, Vegas was great. Thanks everyone for asking. Okay,
we back.
I made a bunch of NFL bets in between.
You did.
In between you the bet, show on Monday and now.
You bet many games, many games, yeah. And I only bet the two from Monday. So for people who are like, did Ken put a lot more in the account? Many games, many games.
Put money
wish death
on
upon us, right? I guess I don't know.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
What have I?
I'm
bet?
Still just Colts and Bengals.
Many games.
That's all. I still got
many,
it.
Many, so, many, many, many games. I got money on them. Yes, you're only at two here, man. We gotta like ramp your volume up a little.
Colts seven. Colts seven and Bengals 4.5. And we talked about the Bengals earlier in the week. How you kind of keep an eye on it in case it got away from you, so you could get in, or just get in so you didn't have to worry about it. And hopefully people did. And I think I gave the proper advice in that situation. So I'm sitting on Colts plus 7 and Bengals minus 4.5. And there will be more probably, but that's it for the account for now. And you kind of went hog wild a little bit basically in the last couple of days. I know you liked a lot of the board. We talked about it Monday. But yeah, just kind of detail, like, how many bets are we at total? What did you add even before Monday's show? And then what are the new additions here?
All right. So on Monday's show, I gave out Patriots plus 3 as one of my bets. I bet Dallas plus 3, which is like long gone, obviously. But like, it was already gone by the time we was 2.
That was like blink an eye and it's gone, basically. Yeah.
Dallas plus, but like that opener was insane. And if like people are listening to this show and didn't hear Mondays, go listen to the segment we did on Monday's show talking about betting openers and how it might be advantageous. All the good and the bad of doing that. That's all for Monday's show. I bet, I did not bet Cincinnati on Monday because I took your advice and just wanted to see if we would get a 4. I ended up laying 5 with Cincinnati. I bet Carolina on Monday. I bet Carolina plus 3 and Indianapolis plus 7. Those are the 4. Yeah. Patriots, Panthers, Colts.
Yep,
and what was
that
the fourth
right.
game? In Dallas were the 4
yep,
games
Dallas.
That I bet on Monday. Since then, I added Dolphins plus 6, which I think is now gone. And like, it didn't disappear
very
until
game.
Literally like a couple hours ago, like when Buffalo's injury.
Yeah, 5.5.
And I feel like
board is entirely
5.5
right now.
I even tweeted out, like, because I knew like we weren't coming on the air until 3 and like it might be gone. It's like, if
saw it,
like a bunch of players in Buffalo secondary are not practicing. Like, if you so choose, and I'm not saying this is like the right side, but you can get a 6 with Miami if you want right now over at BetMGM. I'm not saying that I'm the reason why the line moved, but the line has now moved. So I have Miami plus 6. I ended up laying 5 with Cincinnati. You got 4.5. I got 5. Just didn't feel like, I felt like 4 was never going to happen. So might as well get it before it goes up. I laid 6 with Minnesota. I project that game close to 10, Ken. I think I have 9.
That's a very interesting
spread in that game.
It's a very, very
so Minnesota. Yeah. I bet Washington plus 7. That number's 6.5 right now at MGM, but it's juiced towards Philly. I think there's a good chance that a 7 will reappear in between now and Sunday. So I don't think that's like a game I bet where like the number's gone. And I did one other side, and then the teaser that I bet. I laid it with the Raiders. I laid 2 with the Raiders on the road in Tennessee. I feel like people will oppose me on this one, and I might be wrong. I feel like Tennessee is truly.
I might
truly
oppose you on this one.
That's
might
fine.
Oppose you on
yeah,
this
and
one.
Listen,
we'll see.
You might
we'll see
right.
how let's see how the line movement goes. Yeah, we'll see how the line.
You might
there's
be right.
2.5 on the board right now too. So
yeah, so I'm on the Raiders here. I wanted to get Raiders under 3. If you get Tennessee plus 3, it's not. I'm not going to be like, wow, like you're wrong here. And also like, what the hell do I know? And the Super Bowl 32 Memorial teaser, Ken, which is Denver and Green Bay as well, both up to plus 7 and 7.5. So that's where I'm at right now with the NFL bets.
Right, and Denver is still in teaser range. That's going to be a very popular teaser for me this week, 1.5 to 7.5, pairing that with some things that are on the board, some things that I think are going to become on the board as we go a little bit here. So I totally agree with that leg. And then your other leg, which is Green Bay, Tampa Bay, has seen some kind of interesting line movement. Tampa on the board right now. Tampa's a 1-point favorite everywhere. There was pick on the board. There's really interesting injury stuff in that game, which I know you wanted to tail as well. So
we'll do that to start the next segment.
Right. So I was going to say, I don't know if I agree with every bet, I don't think I'm on the opposite side right now of any bet. Tennessee, depending on the number, would be the closest I would get to being like mano y mano or oppo you. I think on any of the bets, I think everything else. I mean, look, the market's moving in your direction. This is what you want. Some of the numbers are still available. Some aren't. Some are right around those key numbers. At least in the case of Indianapolis and Cincinnati, I mean, we could not have detailed in more detail. That doesn't make sense. We couldn't have explained in more detail how like important it was to get on those numbers potentially with how much difference we saw.
Yeah, so a bunch of bets coming up for me on Sunday. If that's the only game we're mano y mano on and like I have a bunch of bets, I think I'll feel pretty good about that. And if I had to guess, I feel like you'll be on a bunch of the same bets as me. Like I'm not like you may not do this. I would guess you would bet Minnesota. Would you bet Washington +7 if it came back?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Is it possible like that's going to go to 7.5 on Sunday and I just have like a bad
number? I don't know. I'm waiting.
The way that Philly gets bet?
Yeah.
Yes, Ken is taking the right approach, which is to wait.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.